And a very warm welcome to Firhill for this evening's fixture in the SPFL Premiership between Partick Thistle and Celtic. Jag Zone Live for listeners in the UK. We'll be hearing live coverage of this match kicking off at 7:45. Those of you in Jag Zone World will be able to get full match feed of tonight's game, and hopefully you'll be watching a Thistle victory. It's going to be tough though against the undisputed best team the country has to offer. As Thistle and Celtic meet for the first time, our first match between the two sides, of course called off by Celtic as they wish to play in the Champions Cup. I suppose earning £7 million for the privilege was probably say that why they'll justify it. We'll be joined by our guest Ryan Scully in just a moment. Just a quick hello first of all, Ryan.
Hello.
Just to tell you, the Thistle team then, there are two changes to the starting 11 that played against Hamilton. It reverts back to exactly the same side, and I suspect it'll be exactly the same formation that played against Rangers, with David Amu and Chris Erskine recalled, Ryan Edwards and Adi Aziz moved to the substitutes bench. So it looks like Thistle will line up with Thomas Czerny in goal, a back four of Ziggy Gorton, a right back Adam Barton and Liam Lindsay as the central defenders, Callum Booth at left back. A midfield two sitting of Abdul Osman and Sean Welsh. The two wide men, Christy Elliott on the left, David Amu on the right, Chris Erskine at the front of the diamond. And at the front focal point of the side will be Chris Doolan. On the bench for the Jags, goalkeeper Torsten Stuckman, Stevie Lawless, Danny Devine, Adi Aziz, Davey Wilson, Ryan Edwards and Declan McDade. Perhaps not unsurprisingly, Celtic have made a few changes, but they still have a formidable looking lineup. It's Craig Gordon, Emilio Izaguirre, Scott Brown, Lee Griffiths, Christian Gamboa, Gary Mackay-Steven, Tom Rogic, Michael Lustig, Patrick Roberts, Eric Sviatchenko and Stuart Armstrong. Goalkeeper on the bench is Doris De Vries, joined by Kolo Turi, Dedrick Boyata, Nir Beaton, Callum McGregor, Ryan Christie and Moussa Dembele. A stat showed me earlier on today, Ryan, that Moussa Dembele has scored as many goals as Thistle have this season. Is it a good thing that he's not playing, or is it sort of something we've got to keep an eye on, that he's an option that Celtic have later on in the game?
Yeah, he's obviously an option to come on later on in the game if things are not going so well, but you've got a guy who was the top goal scorer last year coming in, so it's no bigger difference. Dembele's been a revelation so far this season, scoring goals in Champions League and obviously with France at under-20s level. But I thought he might have rested him mostly with the Man City game week and give Griffiths a chance, so it's a decent option to have.
We've spoken to the manager and you'll be able to hear the interview in just a few minutes, but from Thistle's perspective, it's finding a balance between attacking Celtic's weak point and trying to make sure that their strength in movement and attacking skill and pace doesn't hurt us too much, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You need to give them respect. They're obviously the top of the league for a reason. I thought we played it perfectly against Rangers. We got that balance perfect and we need that again. Don't get me wrong, we need a wee bit of luck. We need Celtic to have a bit of a bad day and us to be right in top form, and we start getting the breaks of luck that we've not had this season. So yeah, we need a bit of top game to get the result today.
No surprise, I suppose, that the formation is set. The four at the back worked well against Rangers, went to three or five at the back against Hamilton, and I think that took a little bit of time getting used to again, and it was only in the second half that the team really did look much more like their old selves again. But it is important that every member of the team not just plays with their mind on the ball, but they communicate and they work as a unit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If you switch off against Celtic, then they will punish you, and it's something we need to be prepared for. We've worked hard all week on it, so I expect nothing less of the boys to get 100% and do their best in that shift. But as you say, it's equally as important to defend. We need to go and hurt them as well, so I'm looking forward to the game.
We looked as though we would rather, I suspect, have played them second game of the season when they were still gelling, but they've made a lot of changes tonight, and some players that don't play regularly. Mackay-Steven's not started a game this year. Yeah, Gamboa's come in at right back. So if there is going to be a weakness, and I use that word loosely, perhaps a little bit of communication between these players that haven't played a lot might be something we can work on.
Yeah, definitely. I think you need to look at it. Mackay-Steven, as you said, hasn't really had a sniff. He's only last few weeks starting to get back on the bench. Gamboa's not played too much for Brussels. Obviously, these guys are trying to find their feet this season as well, so it's a good chance we could hopefully exploit that. But don't get around, they're top players. But if there is a chance to exploit it, then hopefully we can.
As Rocky would say, no fear. That's no how fear. We've got to go. No fear.
No fear.
Well, let's catch up with the manager then. We spoke to Alan Archibald just an hour or so ago to get his thoughts ahead of this evening's game. Alan, tonight's test against Celtic. I think when we first of all look at what they have to offer, what you've got to try and tell your players, it's simply 11 against 11, albeit against a very good 11.
Yeah, definitely. We were aware of that, and we said that to them. When it comes down to it, whatever personnel they play, they've got so much quality in their depth in their squad that when it comes down to them across that line, it is 11v11, and they're human like anybody else. And we've got to make sure we seize the chance and we get it, because humans make mistakes, and they can't be brilliant all the time.
Every team has weaknesses. Admittedly, their weaknesses are a lot less than perhaps any other team will play in the league this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're playing with confidence. Obviously, they've won nearly every game they're going to be, but there is weaknesses in that side. It's up to us to exploit that, and we've picked a side tonight that hopefully can go and do that.
Two changes to the starting 11, and very attack-minded with Amu and Erskine coming in, and it has a very similar shape and a similar feel to the team that you put out against Rangers.
Yeah, it does. Somebody actually said that. It's the same personnel. I wasn't aware of that picking it. It was very close, because it was like going to Hamilton last week. A couple of guys missed out that done well in the Rangers game. And it's the same this week again. A couple of guys done well in the Hamilton game who miss out tonight. So we've picked a team that we think can go and have a go at them. That's one thing that sometimes we've not done. We've either been, it's been very close matches, or we've been out with a whimper. And hopefully tonight, the way if we, the game plan goes to the way we hope it goes, we get opportunities and we've got guys in the team we think can go and take them.
Two key elements, I think, for me would be one, when we get the ball, we have to retain it and we have to use it well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've touched on that. Celtic press the ball like probably no other team now. That's the way they're doing it. And whether they play Man City or Motherwell, they press the ball the same way. And it's very good. They're very good at it. But if you beat them pressing and you take care of the ball and you look after it, that's when you can expose maybe a weakness in our side, because they all go and press together. So hopefully that's what we can do, but we need 11 guys all willing to take the ball and play with their head up when we get it and make sure we take care of it if we're exploiting any weaknesses.
And secondly, match runners, because they're very good movement off the ball, haven't they?
Yeah, totally. They play with freedom. They changed the second half last week to a back three, and the left centre half was crossed in for the right centre half at the back post. So that's how open they were playing, and they've got runners all over the pitch. And sometimes going down to basics, you're just giving goals with 1-2s because the movement's good. And that's what the players have got to remember. Stick to your basics and make sure you defend properly. Go with runners, and the key thing for me is communication. If you're not going with a runner, you're communicating, you're passing them on, and that's one thing you need to do against the better teams.
Absolutely. Big crowd, big atmosphere, night football. Surely our players will rise to this occasion.
Yeah, we hope so, because we've questioned before a number of times against better teams when the cameras have came and we've not turned up. We thought we did for 80 odd minutes against Rangers, and we thought we did that, so hopefully we need more of the same tonight. We'll probably need to tick every box we've done that night, but only do it for the full 90 plus minutes.
Absolutely. And of course, when you look at how other teams have done, Kilmarnock lost narrowly to them, Motherwell ran them ever so close. So teams in our area of the table have run them close.
Yeah, look, we've highlighted that, the lads. We've not dressed them up too much. They have went and they've gave teams a couple of skeletons as well, but Alloa went to Parkhead and held out and nearly got there for 80 odd minutes as well. So we're aware of that, and you've touched on the Kilmarnock sides going and doing it. So we know what we need to do. We need to be at our very, very best to get a result. And hopefully one or two of their players have an off night, or they make changes and are maybe not just quite ready. So that's what we're hoping for.
Let's wish you well.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald. Ryan, night football live on the telly. Anything to beat it?
I don't think there is. I think the atmosphere is a bit different as well. Everybody seems to come to the Friday night games, and it's always a great occasion when it comes to here.
I always record these matches on the Sky Plus, and I only watch them if we win again. I've not got very many stored. Is tonight going to be the night that Thistle can produce something a little special?
I don't see why not. As I say, the gaffer says there, we need to be our very, very best to beat Celtic, but there's places that we can exploit and get hopefully get the 3 points today, which would be a marvellous achievement.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Celtic squad, I think it's only Gamboa that didn't play under Ronnie Dyla last year, and I think what that proves is how important a manager can be. Brendan Rodgers is a top class manager who's done it at the very highest level. He's got this team playing well, and that's why I suspect this week's been an important one for our gaffer, because he's got to get the basics, the real gist of how you compete against a team like this, drilled into our players.
Yeah, definitely. They're a completely different animal. So they were playing under Ronnie Dyla. Brendan Rodgers got this way of playing, and they've flourished under that this season. But as you say, as a gaffer, that's been one probably weakness about it, is we haven't got the points against the top four teams, and we haven't done that, and there's no better occasion than try to start that now.
Absolutely. When I say sort of been working hard this week, you've touched on it as well. I imagine there's a lot of talking being done this week. It's just trying to focus exactly the best way to approach it, not so much tactically but mentally.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously sometimes not the funnest training when you're going and doing your shape and all that, but it's so important, and everybody needs to get clued in with what the set pieces are and how we're playing, to the back, to the front, and it's so vital, and hopefully the boys have let that information sink in.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look at the Celtic lineup then, and how we can expect them to play. And we look at the formation and we're suspecting it's going to be something pretty similar to ours.
Very similar, I think. The two holding will be Brown and Armstrong, and then Rogic just in front of him, who's been probably their best player this year. Rogic is, he's that player that Celtic probably lacked the last few years, just to get in behind and make things happen. So yeah, similar setup to what we're doing, and that's what we need to match them everywhere in the single, everywhere on the pitch. So we do.
Funny thing when I look at that team is I don't see two centre halves. I see one in the shape of Svietchenko. Mm-hmm. I suspect Lustig or perhaps Gamboa is going to have to drop into that right centre back role, and that's, to me, is a little bit of a surprise.
It's definitely a surprise. I know they don't like playing Simonovic too many times during the week, but they've got Kolaturu on the bench, which I thought would have been a replacement for him. But Lustig's played there a few times, also it's not his natural position, and again there's another chance to exploit that area.
Well, let's go back to our team, and the back four has seen Ziggy Gordon come back into the plans. He's been out of the thing for a month or so, but sometimes when a player's been out of the frame and perhaps not really expected to get back into it, it's what spurs them on, and I think credit to Ziggy, he's come back in and he's performed very well.
Yeah, sometimes that happens during the season. It's hard to play every single game in the season, and once you're out, then it makes you think about a few things and what you're doing wrong, and it comes, you get that extra bit of hunger, and that's what Ziggy's done. He's came in, he's done really well. Also, Christie had that position for a wee while and kept him out of it, but no, Ziggy's came back and he's done very well.
Christie, as you mentioned there, we suspect line up on the left-hand side, and he'll do exactly the same job he did against Rangers. He's going to have to work his little socks off running up and down that left-hand flank, and becoming as much a support to Callum Booth as much as a support to Chris Erskine.
Christie's got a great engine, so he does, and he can get up and do it all day long. And that's what I say, he's there for that extra bit of cover for Callum as well. Obviously they've got very good wingers in Roberts and Mackay Stephen, who are very tricky on their day, so Christie knows he's in for a long shift, but that's what it says, he's there for, and he's very good at it.
And of course our captain Abdul Osman has got the experience, and this for me is his type of game where he can sit and break, and he's going to come up against some decent players. He may mingle with Scott Brown, which could make for an interesting battle, but he's perhaps the key man for Thistle tonight. He's got to be there to break up as much as he can in the middle of the park.
Yeah, I think that's crucial. Him and Wilshere in there, as Gaffo's touching on, the high pressing game Celtic is very good once it works, but see when they break it, that's when we need to have that bit of composure and break them down, because there's weaknesses to counter attack them. I think you saw all during the week Man City did that on a few occasions, and that's what it is. It's just a bit of composure and a bit of bravery on the ball, and then we can hurt them.
Absolutely. I did say in the interview Celtic have weaknesses, but not many. Let's try and pinpoint one or two. Where would you think is somewhere where we can go and hurt them?
I think you've seen the Motherwell game, the goals they conceded. I think it is. It's just that high pressing game. It's very good on the eye to watch and seeing the players, but if the team shows a wee bit of composure and gets the ball in the right areas and make the right decisions in the final third, it's there to exploit. Celtic, obviously in Europe, have conceded quite a lot of goals, and I think just that area, just them on the high pressing game, if we can counter attack, then we will get chances.
I said to the manager during the week, I know the secret way to beat them is just tell our team they're Barcelona. So which one's Messi?
Messi, I know. No, Patrick Roberts, his performance against Man City kind of looked similar to Messi, but they've got quality all over the pitch, so it's very hard to pinpoint.
All right. Well, we caught up with Abdul Osman earlier on to look ahead to the game, and. We didn't catch up with Abdul Osman. We catched up with Adam Barton. I'm getting my wrong interview there. I did catch up with Abdul Osman, but that was for Jagswood. Adam Barton, here's his thoughts ahead of the game. Adam, massive game tonight against Celtic. It's the first time we've played them this year due to the early cancellation. But good side, but are they a beatable side?
Yeah, I think anyone's beatable. You know, the best teams in the world get beat sometimes. And it just shows, like, you know, cups like the FA Cup, it just shows, you know, upsets can be made. And if we go into the game thinking, oh, it's Celtic, we're going to get beat, then we will get beat. But we, you know, we've just got to throw everything we've got at them. We've definitely got to be on our game. You know, it just won't happen for us. You know, they're a team that, even if they're not on the day, that they're still going to be, you know, they're still going to be very good. So, you know, we need to turn up with very, very positive attitude, and you know, just believe that we'll get some out of the game.
When we get the ball, keep the ball.
Absolutely, you know, that's a big part. You know, we've seen clips of them, and they do press very well. They press very high and they're constantly pressing, but we've got to be prepared to keep the ball and play ourselves. You know, we can't have four or five of us wanting to play and the rest, you know, not on the same page. So that's a big part of the game for us.
It's a case of just finding the right balance. Do we go all out attack, bit dangerous. Do we sit back all on defence? Bit dangerous. It's just finding something in between, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's always difficult to do that. But we've got to, while the game goes on, we've got to manage the game ourselves. The manager can't dictate the way we play constantly. We set up the way we're going to play, and we've just got to manage the game as it goes on. If they're putting a lot of pressure on us, we need to try and slow the game down, and vice versa. So we've got to go into the game and manage it ourselves.
Do we take heart from what Motherwell did last week, albeit they ended up losing the game?
Yeah, you know, that's almost a positive for us. It just shows that, like I said before, they are very, they are beatable. You know, any team is. So for what Motherwell did to them, even though Motherwell scored some great goals, it does happen, and they have to be beat sooner rather than later. So let's just hope it's us.
Absolutely. The game itself is going to be an exciting one. It's under the lights, it's live in the telly, and that does help players that perhaps of the inverted commas smaller team to rise to the occasion against their opponents.
Yeah, it does. It's that when you go to their ground, you know, and you go to places like Ibrox, you kind of, it's just an automatic thing that you kind of step your game up. You know, it's, you, like you say, you're under the lights and things like that. So, you know, for them, they do that week in, week out, so it's no change for them. If anything, it's probably harder for them coming to stadiums. You know, I think we've got a better chance than what we would if we'd have played them, if they've had a fresh week.
And just lastly, the final training session's done. I take it there's an eagerness and excitement in the dressing room?
Yeah, personally as well, because I've never played against them before. I've never even, been to the games or watched them live or anything like that. So, you know, on a personal note, I'm very looking forward to it as well. As everyone says, they're all exciting, these kind of games. It's a big part of why I've come up here as well, to play teams like this and to play against players who, you know, are in the opposite dressing room tonight. And it's I'm very looking forward to it.
Let's wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Great player who loves to play in the ball, Ryan. Tonight he's going to have to do that in spades, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He's been brilliant since he came into the team, Adam. He's that wee bit of composure at the back when we're breaking forward, and he's been absolutely fantastic for us.
I've kept the best to last. We've got a top goalkeepers.
Yep.
Thomas back in the team. I actually forgot to ask the manager if he came through last week all right. In fact, he's playing. I take it he's okay.
Yeah, he seemed fine, Thomas. Also, it was a bad injury for him. One, it was niggling at him, and then you didn't know if he's coming back fit or what happened. But no, he seems to be all right just now. Hopefully that continues, because it was a terrible start for him. Well, you don't wish injury on anybody. But Thomas seems to come back to his full fitness now, which is a boost to the team.
Absolutely, a very key man, of course, and he's going to be tonight. He's going to be busy, but he's got the experience, he's got the composure, and he's got game management, which I think is very key to have tonight.
Yeah, especially these game management is huge. But Thomas knows he'll probably be in for a busier game than he's probably expected. But no, he's more than enough experience, and he's played these games before, so there's no worries about Thomas playing today.
Absolutely. Obviously, we're starting this little run of fixtures, Celtic here, and then Hearts away, Celtic away, as our next three games. It sounds daunting. It is daunting, but at the same time, if we go there with an attitude that we're going to lose all three, we will lose all three. We need to think there is some positivity can be taken from it.
I think Bart's touching that as well. If you're going in a game thinking you're going to beat, then you're going to get beat. We need to take positives out of the game. I don't think there's been a game this season where we've came out and thinking they're a far better team than us. So we need to take positives for that, and we know we're very close to running Hearts all the way. Last time they've nicked a last minute winner against us. But no, I think we need to take belief, and hopefully a good performance here will help us go into those games with it.
It's funny, we talk about timing and whether it's a good time to play a team. I think we're getting Hearts at completely the wrong time with a new manager in his home debut. But conversely, I think we're getting Celtic just at the right time. They've just had a tough Champions League match. They've made a lot of changes to the team tonight. It just could be our night.
We're hoping so. Obviously, it does take a bit out. You're playing that midweek game and a European game as well. It's a lot of high intensity for the players to work at. But hopefully it is the time for us, and what a result it would be.
Absolutely. So we're coming up to Christmas. Obviously the boys have got a run of fixtures coming up, and then they get a little break. In that break, do players switch off, or do you still think football, or do you really need to just take a few days away just to forget about everything and just recharge the batteries?
Yeah, it's not familiar to most of the boys getting this break at winter, so I think it is important just to relax and rest the batteries for a wee bit. Obviously hour time we got off, we'll be still training and doing stuff like that. But I think it's important to wind down a wee bit and just reflect on the season so far and what we can improve on. So, no, I think the boys are looking forward to it. It gets to rest the batteries for a wee bit, so it'll be a difference and see how much that will make for us.
Okay, and just, I know you're far too intelligent to be anything to do with the SPFL hierarchy, but why are we playing 7 games in December?
It's madness, absolute madness. I've always been a fan of like these games towards this time. Why not play them at the start of the season when the pitches are good, the weather's good, and it's more or less like pre-season as well for the boys as well to get a fitness up. So for whatever reason they do it, but obviously as players we'd probably rather it earlier the season to get these midweek fixtures in, and I think that would help a lot of people as well. So it's bizarre, but that's the way they continue to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for fans it's the most expensive time of year anyway, and asking them to play 7 games Christmas Eve, originally scheduled for a trip to Ross County, that a bit of common sense maybe has brought it forward to the Friday night. Some that doesn't actually suit some, does others, but really I just don't get it.
No, I don't think anybody gets it, to be honest. I think you ask most people and says they don't get it. And as it says for the fans as well, it's very hard to go and see these games. It's Christmas time, people have got other priorities in their lives as well. So, and that Ross County being at Christmas Eve, that was bizarre. I think right at the start of the season, people are like, what's going on here? And common sense prevailed in the end. But I think there is somebody needs to have a look at that, and hopefully there's change soon.
Right, let's go back to tonight then, Ryan. When you're back up at half-time, by the way, we'll touch on the injury, see how you're getting along. Just touching the game tonight then, we've got to expect Celtic are going to come hard at us. There seems to be a pattern in the Celtic games that first 10, 15, 20 minutes, they really charge hard at you, then it lulls. Yep. We've got to keep that tight. If we're 0-0 at 30 minutes, you get the impression that we're in the game.
Yeah, I definitely think that old cliche, keep it tight for the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, then hopefully the fans start getting on the back a wee bit. But just says we need patience, we need bravery, we need a bit of confidence in going forward as well. We need all these things to go our way and a wee bit of luck, and then hopefully we can get a wee upset here.
A wee bit of luck, and a refereeing decision went completely against us last week with the offside goal that wasn't given. Craig Thompson, referee tonight. I don't know if you saw us howling in midweek. I'm actually going to stick up for Craig Thompson. I actually blame the assistant on the goal line, Kevin Clancy. Aye. He made a codswallop of that.
Because I don't think Thompson gave it. I think it was him who gave it. And those, I generally don't get the people buying the goal. I don't think they've ever made a decision in their lives. But it wasn't the greatest moment for Craig, so hopefully there's a better game today.
That's wish you well. Well, Ryan, thanks for joining us in the meantime. You enjoy the first half, and as I say, we'll have a chat about how things are going at half-time, and we'll catch up with how things are going on the injury front. Thanks to Ryan Scully.